Behavioral Health Resources has not been doing well lately. Its cash has dwindled and it's had some unforeseen expenses. In December, the agency had to tap a line of credit to meet payroll. The agency wants to boost revenue by making sure clinicians meet their quota of 5 billable hours a day with clients. But the clinicians say that number can be hard to reach. Ramona Marshall is a case manager and therapist. She says they face discipline for not reaching the quota, even though some things are out of their control, such as whether clients show up for appointments.
In our situation, we have the additional problem of our management having a real shame and blame kind of atmosphere.
Behavioral Health Resources spokeswoman Aaliyah Phipps says improving productivity is key to helping the agency become more financially stable. And she says it's not punitive to hold workers accountable for quotas they previously agreed on.
We are trying to do things like pay for our phone and computer systems right now. We are struggling.
Behavioral Health Resources provides mental health and substance abuse treatment for about 10,000 people in Thurston, Mason, and Grays Harbor counties. Most of the clients are on Medicaid. Phipps says outpatient services like therapy appointments have been canceled during the strike, but they're continuing to operate inpatient services and psychiatric appointments. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.